It's that point of the week the experts call Friday again, and time for one of our Culturefile guests to share some of the things that have been stirring and comforting them. And this time, composer Karen Power shares with us her Culturefile likes.
A series of books that I've found truly fascinating. I'm into sci-fi, so some of the all of the Ian M. Banks series, and make sure you got the M in the middle there, because he goes by Ian Banks and he writes fiction. I think it's the imagination, but a grounded imagination. I'm not so much into the fantasy. But it's the sort of the sci-fi that you can almost imagine. Music that I suppose has left an everlasting impression would be something like Michael Gordon's Trance, American composer, and just, yeah, really powerful, dense, intense music. Timing is everything, right? And I heard that piece at a time where I was looking for something, and I found it in that piece. I like to watch actually probably something like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I know it's an oldie at this stage, but again, a film that really made me stop, and just beautiful imagery, beautiful timing. The language is gorgeous. I mean, you can't watch it in English. You have to watch it in proper language because it's part of it. My favourite TV series would have to be The Wire. The dialogue is just amazing. The pacing of the dialogue, and the fact that, I mean, I think I've watched it maybe 3 times now, and I'm still pretty sure that I've missed about 40% of the dialogue. I think I'm particularly interested in that, and I think most people were, just that the fact that we're talking about the fact that there is no black and white. You gotta keep the devil down in the hole. All the angels sing. A food and drink experience would probably be, the most recent would probably be the 3.5 weeks I spent in Sri Lanka eating Sri Lankan curries and never ever looking at a menu. A scent that I like is spices, the smell of spices. Or I was thinking about this the other day, and I think that smell, I grow tomatoes, and that smell when you touch the tomato plant and you release the smell, I suppose it's kind of a green smell, but it's different from grass. The smell of intense heat is quite something, especially in a jungle. It's not something tangible that you can describe. But it is a very particular thing, because I mean, in the Amazon, you know, you'd be standing still and you'd be pouring sweat. You know, just the humidity was something else.
The likes of composer Karen Power there. Coming up, it's the Culturefile Weekly on tour, with a visit to Munich to sample a public sound art programme across the city, hear about the new technology being tested by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra in the town square, and walk amongst the gargantuan works at the first major European exhibition of Ghanaian-born artist Elenat Sui. That's all after Newark at 7. But before that, some more music.